You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Gym Class for a Friday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. Lots to talk about. Gary Barta just completing a news conference down in Iowa City. His summer sojourn with the media folks. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Update you on what happened, if anything. And we will also take a look ahead at the weekend in sports and a few tidbits as well. And then our Friday topic coming up toward the back half of the program here today. With all the realignment talk, college rivalries that have gone by the wayside that you would like to see return. Football, basketball, swimming, water polo, whatever you want, let us know about it. Especially the water polo ones. We'd love to hear about that. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone, especially when we have the topic cooking, at 319-366-1600. Coming your way this afternoon, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking out their website at dupaco.com. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Soggy Friday starting things off, but drying off a little bit. Few postponements as far as sub-state baseball, which was slated to get underway tonight, Mark. But check out, as we said yesterday, check out your favorite team to see how the status of the game tonight. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And, yeah, there is a smattering of postponements. Most will be moved to tomorrow. Check with your schools. I know Kennedy is off tonight.
Yep, they were.
Got a ton of rain at Herkimer Field. But, yeah, check with your schools and see what's up.
Yeah, and some will get games in, some will not. And they more than likely will be moved to Saturday. So, again, check that out there. We will have our topic, as we mentioned, coming up in the back half of the program. But we start things off today with news from Iowa City as Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta with his summer meeting with the media. And you can imagine what the number 1 through 15 topic was today in Iowa City. Although, if you were looking for Gary Barta to break news or anything like that today, you were barking up the wrong tree, more than likely. I mean, Kevin Warren's not calling Gary Barta and saying, hey, you know, let everybody know we're going to expand some more. We're just waiting. We're in a holding pattern or not. But I kid somewhat anyway, Mark.
Yeah, and in fact, Gary Barta opened his news conference. I wasn't there. I was following along on beat writers on Twitter who were there. And he opened up by saying, don't expect any breaking news today. He was asked about a variety of subjects, including USC and UCLA joining the league. Said he's a bit surprised by that and that the two schools had contacted the Big Ten only about a week prior to the invitation being sent out. He also talked about the Iowa-Iowa State football rivalry, which continues through 2025 contractually anyway. And Barta, I think, said he expects it to continue, although he has not talked to his counterpart at Iowa State, Jamie Pollard. He talked a little bit about budget. That the deficit is going to be repaid over 15 years, the deficit created by COVID and cancellation of seasons and lack of television revenues. As far as further expansion, he said he, in particular, doesn't expect anything for the Big Ten, quote-unquote, in the near future. What does that mean?
Means if Notre Dame calls, that call is going to go through, is what that means. And again, Gary Barta is not going to come out to the media and say, I expect something Monday. Yeah. So, you know, again, you take everything with a grain of salt at this point. If everything, you know, what? If schools call, then something could happen. We know that.
Yeah, Barta said the Big Ten phone lines are open.
Oh, they're open. All right. I would have loved to have been the person that took that call. Yes, USC Athletic Department calling. Can we talk to Kevin Warren, please? what? Let me put you through. USC UCLA here on a conference call calling from Los Angeles. Yeah, so you're not going to get any big breaking news as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And, you know, and that's not what we expected here today. News about facilities today as well. There sounds like there will be an upgrade to Duane Banks Field as far as baseball, Hawkeye baseball is concerned. Gymnastics is also going to get an upgrade, the way that sounds. So good news as far as those two sports are concerned. And by the way, if you do drive down to Iowa City, the new wrestling room is starting to take, well, not shape yet, but the earth is being moved. Adjacent to Carver Hawkeye Arena, kind of between Duane Banks Field and Carver Hawkeye Arena, right in that particular area anyway.
Not too far off Hawkins Drive.
No. Yeah. And they did have to move some limestone around, but it will be replaced. I think a few trees succumbed to everything. But in the end, it's going to be a great place. And a much-needed space for Iowa wrestling. So that is starting to take shape. So things around Carver Hawkeye are looking a little bit different right now. I don't think it's going to I don't think it's taking out any more parking around there.
Yeah, the gymnastics facility and the upgrades to Duane Banks Field, Barta termed that, those two projects as being on deck. And so it's, I imagine they're in development. Those will be the next projects likely tackled after the wrestling project is completed. I'm guessing.
True. Yeah. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. And, got this coming down on Twitter right now from several folks that cover the Hawkeyes. Tom Cakert, Kyle Huseman, people like that. But really, really sad news that Ava Jones's father, Trey Jones, has passed away from the injuries of the accident in Louisville. So our condolences to the family and sad. Very, very sad.
Trey Jones, 42 years old, died earlier today at the University of Louisville Hospital. Of course, he and his wife and Ava Jones and her younger brother were hit by a car. A 33-year-old man driving it who was on hydrocodone.
Yes.
And the result right now, Trey Jones has died. Mother and Ava are in recovery. The younger brother of Ava Jones is out, has been released. Yeah, just awful news.
Just very, very awful. Very, very awful news. 314 here in the Gym Class, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in today, that's 319-366-1600. As we will get to our topic coming up here in just a little bit. And we were talking about what Gary Barta had to say as far as his summer news conference with the media down in Iowa City. I'm glad somebody did ask about Iowa and Iowa State. As long as, I mean, the money is there. There's sponsorship associated with the Cy-Hawk series. As long as that sponsorship is there, you got to think that both Jamie Pollard and Gary Barta are going to do everything that they possibly can to keep that thing going, in football especially. The other sports, not so much. I mean, it's going to be around. Women's basketball, men's basketball, wrestling, it's always going to be there. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But football is the biggie, and that's the key. And you got to keep that around. And like I said, as long as there's sponsorship, I don't see it going away. But hey, you never know. That's why we have our topic today, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't see it going away, even if you know, one of the leagues only has one non-conference game available. They're going to have three probably. So it makes no sense, especially when it's sponsored and is as popular as it is, for it to go away.
Yeah, very popular. And it would be a mistake in my eyes if it did go away out there. 3:15 here on the program. I don't believe you have this listed on your scoreboard, Mark, so I'm just going to go out there and throw it out there. But we now know the new play-by-play voice of the University of Northern Iowa Panthers starting this fall with Panther football on the Panther Radio Network. J.W. Cox is the gentleman's name, young man. Was at St. Cloud State, from what I read, and is going to be filling the very large shoes of one Gary Rima starting this fall. I believe he's teaming up with Scott Peterson. I have not seen anything that Petey's not coming back as far as the football games are concerned. There will be a new color commentator for basketball because Kevin Boyle is also going to not be back as far as you and I is concerned. But, yeah. Good to have J.W. Cox here in the Cedar Valley with us.
Yeah, I don't know Cox. I have never heard him. I do know that he called football, men's basketball, as you mentioned, for St. Cloud State. Also did some work for the St. Paul Saints baseball team. And, yeah, enormous shoes to fill as Gary Rima was at the helm for 30-some years. But this is a Learfield move. It's in the Learfield family, so to speak. So, not surprising, and we wish him well.
We'll try to hunt him down, find him, and have him on the show here. And he's gonna be moving into warmer weather, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, St. Cloud. Not that St. Cloud is, you know, way up there. In northern
Minnesota. It's not Bemidji, right?
It's not Bemidji, but, you know, you can't even see it from there. But it's still midpoint, almost midpoint, as far as the land of 10,000 lakes is concerned. And, yeah, so we welcome him into the fold as far as media here in the state of Iowa.
St. Cloud in the same league as Bemidji and others, do you know?
I believe in most sports, yes. I think they're a fine member of the Northern Sun Conference.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check that because I was thinking about that as well. I should know.
Nickname too, Scott. Mr. Nickname.
Let me, one thing at a time here. One thing at a time. Let's see here. Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Oh, yeah. St. Cloud State's right in there. You betcha. You betcha, Mark.
You betcha.
Yeah. Good conference. Of course, Upper Iowa, a member of that league as well. The only Division II institution in the state of Iowa out there. What is St. Cloud? I'm not even sure what they are. Somebody got that? 319-366-1600. They're the Huskies. Thank you. I got it. Please don't text. Well, text us anyway.
Probably not the Cumuluses.
No. They are the Huskies. Air the Huskies. 0835 says, if I was the secretary that took the call in the Big Ten office, I would have made some sort of sarcastic comment and hung up, thinking it was a joke. Thank you, 0835, as far as that is concerned. So we didn't get to this yesterday, Mark, with all the realignment talk and whatnot. But and again, it is the season of lists. And one of those belonging to CBSSports.com, they always list their coaching rankings as far as the college football Power Five conferences are concerned, at least right now going into next year. No, you, Lincoln Riley is not in the conference Big Ten coaching rankings for 2022. He is not. Or, you know, the Big 12, they don't have BYU, Central Florida, et cetera, in there, just going into what we have for 2022. Big Ten, starting there, no change at the top with Ryan Day. Jim Harbaugh moves up five spots. Was on the hot seat, was at number seven, and now ensconced in greatness in Ann Arbor, as he's up to number two as far as the Big Ten coaching rankings are concerned. You buy that?
These things are fluid, aren't they?
They are fluid. They are very fluid.
He's that much better of a coach now than he was 2 years ago?
I think things just went really, really well for Jim last year. I don't disagree that he's not a good coach, good X's and O's guy, but you know, going from number seven to number two, and it is what it is out there.
Beating Ohio State will do that.
It will happen. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in. Kirk Ferentz, number three, up one spot from a year ago in the conference coaching rankings in the Big 12.
The comment attached to Kirk Ferentz speaks to his consistency, and that it is harder and harder to come by in this sport, and Ferentz has delivered in Iowa City for a quarter of a century.
Which is true. Which is very true. Wisconsin's Paul Christ at number four. So if Jim Harbaugh goes up, somebody's got to go down, Mark. Those two would be James Franklin and Pat Fitzgerald. James Franklin goes from three to five. Fitz goes from two to six.
Had a bad year.
I get nervous every time Northwestern is picked sixth or seventh in the Big Ten West. I should be very nervous this year. If you have not, by the way, plug for Todd and Alex. They started with Northwestern with their annual summer tour of the Big Ten schools. And if you missed that yesterday, go and revisit that. Listen to the podcast at kgymradio.com or Apple or Spotify. You can also listen to our programs. We had a great conversation with Scott Sable yesterday. You can go revisit that. And that is also at Apple or Spotify or kgymradio.com. And the same with all of the episodes of Spencer on Sports from 2 until 3. Shameless plug for us. Minnesota, P.J. Fleck, up one spot from 8 to 7. That was before things maybe started to unravel internally a little bit as far as the Gophers are concerned. Here's one, Mark. Although it's up five spots, but Mel Tucker, who, as you remember, got the enormous pay raise with the brand-new contract, goes from 13 to 8, but he's still at number 8 in the Big Ten. Big jump for Jeff Brohm from 12 to 9.
I think he's too low.
You think Brohm's too low?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Like him a lot.
Rutgers went bowling last year with an asterisk. Asterisk. Thank you. And Greg Schiano drops one. Explain that one to me. Brett Bielema in at 11. Tom Allen of Indiana falls from 6 to 12. And then you got Mike Loxley and Scott Frost, 14th in the Big Ten. What in the world does that mean, Mark?
There's no frost on his seat. It's quite warm.
It is warm. There's no doubt about it. But 14th and worst coach in the Big Ten is Scott Frost?
Do something.
I guess. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the program. So that's the Big Ten. The Big 12 rankings also coming out, and taking a look at that. And you, this is one that you kind of went, huh, about, Mark?
Yeah, I know he's a man, but huh?
Mike Gundy, number one in the Big 12. How about that? Now, remember, Lincoln Riley is not there anymore. Lincoln Riley went off to USC to try to win national championships, and then, a funny thing happened before he coached his first game. They're now going to join the Big Ten in a couple of years. So you got Mike Gundy at number one. Dave Aranda in at number two.
Big jump.
Big jump. 10-2. 10-2 right there. Matt Campbell at Iowa State in at number three. Was two last year, dropped one spot to number three. And we still, by the way, do not know who voted Iowa State number one in the Big 12 preseason poll.
Not that I've seen.
Not that I've seen either. Chris Klieman goes up two spots from number six to number four, despite the fact that it was kind of a year for K-State last year. Sonny Dykes was not at TCU last year, but he comes in at number five, one ahead of Steve Sarkisian of Texas, who goes from eight to six. Lance Leipold of Kansas is in at number seven. That's the highest ranking for a Kansas football team in the Big 12 in many, many years. Good for him. Do you agree with Brent Venables going into his first season at Oklahoma in at number eight?
Let's see what he does.
Ryan Day debuted like at number one for Ohio State. Brent Venables, great coordinator. We'll see what he can do with his national championship rings at Clemson and Oklahoma. Neil Brown of West Virginia at nine, and the new coach at Texas Tech, Joey McGuire, is in at number 10. So there you go.
Where would you put Lincoln Riley if USC was in the league right now? Where would you put him?
In the Big Ten?
You're not going to put him ahead of Ryan Day, are you?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I think you put him in the top five, but I'm not sure exactly where. 319-366-1600, and yes, 8077. These are wastes of time, but there's a lot to do in the summer. But it's fun to kind of speculate and talk about. Yeah. Let's see. Talking about Iowa and Iowa State, 25-23. You can't do away with Iowa and Iowa State. I would have to find some team to dislike an entire week of September. I think that goes on both sides of the equation. No doubt about that. Nebraska has the worst coach in the Big Ten, but the fans still expect them to win the national title this year. And Cyclone Tim with the Big 12 rankings. Venables too low, KSU, and Klieman too high.
Klieman's a nice coach.
Yeah, but do you think this is kind of the year for K-State to try to take that next jump? I mean, they've had this before where Bill Snyder left the first time around. And okay, first year, and then really dropped off. Bill Snyder had to come back. And I think Chris Klieman is a really good coach. I mean, he obviously has Iowa ties, but I think he's got to make some improvement down in Manhattan this year. Just my thoughts. Coming up on 329. So there you go. For what it's worth, the coaching rankings for the Big Ten and the Big 12. Drink it in, Eastern Iowa. Drink it in. All right, I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. They're open at 4 o'clock and turning into a very nice late afternoon, early evening. It'd be a nice night to go out in the patio tonight.
Indeed it would. On the scoreboard today, for the second straight year in Iowa, Iowan has won the British Senior Amateur. Mike McCoy of Des Moines, despite shooting a 78 today, won the tournament by 7 shots. Last year, his neighbor in Des Moines, Gene Elliott, won this event. Breece Hall has been named the Iowa State Male Athlete of the Year.
The Iowa State University Male Athlete of the Year. I made that mistake yesterday.
No problem. And if you ever watch the Dodger game, you've seen this guy behind home plate in a hat and a radar gun. A fixture. Mike Brito is that man, and he has died at the age of 87. You couldn't watch a Dodger game without seeing
the Panama
him behind
hat.
Home plate.
Yeah, back there and recording all of the pitches, velocity, et cetera, et cetera. It was, especially when they had the covered area kind of field level back there for the Dodgers in the old configuration, if you will, of Dodger Stadium. Yeah, he was back there amongst everybody. Hasn't been for a while, but yeah, I can picture him. I can picture him back there. Kind of like Bob Casey at the Metrodome.
Yes.
In the day. You could always find Bob Casey back there. But yeah. And again, if you are interested in going out and following your favorite high school baseball team tonight, just make sure that the game is still on. Because there have been some postponements as far as sub-state first-round baseball tonight here in eastern Iowa. But I know we almost got a couple of inches of rain earlier today. So quite a bit for eastern Iowa. All right, coming up on 3:32, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into our topic, Mark. And topic today, with all the realignment going on and what may go away, and talk about some of the things that have gone away as far as rival games are concerned. Football games, basketball games. It could be any sport out there. Going to get your input on that here when we come back after this break and a look at the weather forecast here on the Gym Class presented by DePaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have some showers on and off as we head through the rest of the afternoon, winding down as we get into this evening. Some rain could be heavy at times. Then later on tonight, the clouds will clear and temperatures will drop down to a low around 60. Drier air moves in for the weekend. We'll have some slightly less humid air as well as sunny conditions for both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will be hanging out in the low to mid 80s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
So here's the thing. When you use electricity can matter as much as how much you use. Who knew, right? Linn County REC does. They purchase power to get members like you the electricity you need. When demand is the highest, it puts a whopper of an impact on the power grid, so the cost is higher. But if everybody kind of spreads out when they're using electricity, Linn County REC doesn't have to pay as much, and the savings are passed on to you. The busiest times for energy use are known as on-peak hours. Right now, that's from 4 in the afternoon to 9 at night. So, if everybody works together to lessen their use a little, it means lower impact on the grid and lower cost to Linn County REC and you. So, what can you do? Easy stuff. Avoid running multiple appliances at the same time during peak hours, schedule chores like laundry, running the dishwasher for off-peak times, and keep the amount of electricity you're using lower from 4 to 9. Working together can beat the peak. Yet another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
During the summer months, food donations are down and need is up, as many veterans rely on the Freedom Foundation's food pantry for assistance. Help fill their shelves and drop off donations at their office on July 16th from 8 to noon. 609 Center Point Road, Northeast.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At CDW, we get Mac at Work works for everyone.
I work in IT, and since we switched to Mac, the text messages I'm getting are a lot more positive. Sales is happy because Mac works with all their apps. Finance is happy to get power without the big price tag.
And CDW configured every device to work right out of the box.
Is there an emoji for that?
I use the unicorn. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Get a great deal on Mac for your business at cdw.com/getmac.
And we are back at 3:36, Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Ben, our producer, once again here today. Time for our Friday topic, and we are going to discuss college rival games that you would like to see come back. Now, a lot of people are going to think football, but basketball in there. If you want to talk about a baseball game, that'd be wonderful, although baseball rivalries don't go away a whole lot. Sometimes they do. Whatever sport it may be. Love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. Phone line as well at 319-366-1600. As a lot of them nationally, especially with realignment coming up, and I think we're going to see more of them, Mark, with realignment kicking into high gear once again. It's been seven wacky days since last Friday when we had USC-UCLA talk nonstop. When the news broke just over 7 days, 3 hours ago. No doubt about that.
Yeah, many of the rivalries that have gone by the wayside, on my list anyway, have been as a result of realignment or schools jumping to another conference, what have you.
Yeah, and which one of those would you like to see come back? 319-366-1600. And I figured this would come up early and often, and it was the very first one we get. The Big Four in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, Iowa State, Iowa, well, Iowa UNI, Iowa Drake, Iowa State UNI, Iowa State Drake. They went away a handful of years ago, went to the Big Four format in Des Moines at the Iowa Event Center. At Wells Fargo Arena. And then when the quad system came in, the Big Four Classic went away. Like I said, I hate the quad system. Quad system prevents mid-majors from playing Power Five or Power Conference teams. It's not Power Five as far as the basketball landscape is concerned, but you get what I say. And it's not coming back anytime soon.
You can play Prairie View A&M, you can play UNI.
No, because UNI, you lose to that, to the Panthers, and then that wrecks your whole season, even though you could win many games that will help your RPI. And
I don't care.
The quad or whatever.
I don't care. Let Iowa, Fran McCaffrey worry about that.
I am with
As
you.
As a fan, I want to see Iowa play UNI.
I am with you. You talk about, and it's not only for Iowa, but I think for Iowa State as well, although the Cyclones undoubtedly get better attendance for the non-conference games, usually, than they do at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But you want to know a quick fix to get two more big crowds? Bring UNI and Drake in. Now, would UNI and Drake play at Iowa or Iowa State every year? That's the question. I think they would, though, if they had the choice between not playing the in-state power conference schools or playing them, but on the road. That's a whole nother discussion.
as long as we're on Iowa, UNI, I want to see Iowa and UNI wrestle again.
Yes. That was number one on my sheet.
I don't remember the last time they wrestled. I can easily look it up, but I'm not going to, you know, create boring radio.
It's not during the Schwab era.
No.
I mean, you go back to Brad Penrith, and maybe even before that, as far as Iowa and UNI getting together in wrestling.
The text line will come through, right?
They will come through.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. And every year, and we talk to Mark Ironside religiously each year, as far as wrestling is concerned, and he goes, oh, this is the year. This is the year. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. And he's about the most disappointed individual of anyone out there that Iowa and UNI don't get together wrestling. Iowa State and UNI, they do wrestle because they are in the same wrestling league.
Mm-hmm.
So they are obligated to get together. But Iowa and UNI, no. There you go. Thank you. 319-366-1600. 9049 weighing in. Had this one down as well. In football, maybe in other sports as well. Oklahoma and Nebraska. And in the Big 8, which is where they belong. Now, they did play a year ago. And I believe they're scheduled again. But then it'll probably go away again for a while.
That was the Black Friday game, right?
Oh, it was so much fun.
You know?
I mean, even if you weren't a fan of the Big 8 or Oklahoma and Nebraska, you watched that game.
Absolutely.
And not just because it was, you know, on Black Friday or whatever the case may be. I mean, it was entertaining football. You got to watch two teams that ran, you know, there weren't a whole lot of folks that ran the wishbone better than those two. And then Nebraska into the eye. And it was Barry Switzer versus Tom Osborne, which was worth the price of admission.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith Jackson usually did the game. So, bang, 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 win, 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 win.
Also, Nebraska-Colorado, because didn't that replace Oklahoma and Nebraska as a Black Friday game for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, toward the end of things.
And they had a good rivalry.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same.
No, not the same.
I mean, it wasn't the same as Oklahoma and Nebraska. And not even with, going back to the early 70s when they were both on top of the college football world. But I would agree with 9049. 319-366-1600 here at 342. Rivalry games that have gone away that you would like to see come back. I will throw this one out, speaking of the Big 8, and that is Kansas-Missouri. The Border War.
Mm-hmm.
Miss that game. Because there was nothing civil about that game between Missouri and Kansas. I didn't care if it was basketball, especially basketball, but football to a lesser extent. Because Kansas,
certainly basketball.
Basketball was intense between Kansas and Missouri. Norm Stewart, need we say more? The Antlers at the old Hearn Center. In Como.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff right there. That was fun. That was fun to see. And they talked about reviving it for a while, but that was a few years ago, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been done, especially in basketball. No reason Kansas and Missouri should not play in basketball.
No. Another casualty of conference realignment, Texas and Texas A&M.
Although...
Now... that Texas is going to the SEC, that may be revived.
It could be revived. May not be every year, depending on the divisional situation, but A&M just got fed up with their big brother and said, no, we're not going to play anymore. And we're going to move to the SEC just to make it a little bit more permanent. But little did they know at the time that Texas was planning on coming to the SEC as well. The bonfire game with that one. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Talking about college rivalries that have gone by the wayside that you would like to see come back, whether it could be football or what have you. Love to see what game come back. 7-Eleven weighs in what they would love to see Iowa and Mizzou become a somewhat frequent game. Now, this has not been a rivalry. Now, we all know that Missouri had Iowa scheduled many years ago and got out of that game for many different reasons. Iowa and Missouri have played in a bowl game, but they would love to see Iowa Mizzou at Arrowhead and play that on a semi-regular basis.
I like it.
Starting a new rivalry. Maybe the Big Ten and the SEC can form an alliance? No. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? I did. Sorry, Pac-12. Well, Iowa State played several games at Arrowhead Stadium. Those were fun. The Florida State game. Iowa State fans still very red-faced about that. And unhappy about some calls in that particular ball game. But those don't happen anymore, really. You have the game in Atlanta that is a preseason game. You used to have games all over the place in college football to start off the year. Kickoff classics, if you will. Iowa played in a few of those at East Rutherford. You were there.
I was. Didn't find Jimmy Hoffa, but that was a tie ball game, wasn't it, against Tennessee?
The famous intercepted pitch game.
Yes. Hayden Fry used three different quarterbacks in that game.
Yes, and he did.
It was entertaining, but nobody went away a winner.
Nope, nobody did go away a winner with those. So I would put that down. 319-366-1600 here on the program at 347 as we talk about games that have gone by the wayside as far as traditions are concerned. And mainly college here. I mean, pros play games. They haven't lost anything as far as that is concerned. What do you got?
I really miss the Co-Knox football games.
Thankfully, Co-Cornell is still going strong.
Yeah, that's the only Midwest Conference team that Co plays now.
Yeah.
But Co is really good in the Midwest Conference, and so is Cornell back in my day. But some pretty good rivalries at the D3 level. Monmouth.
True.
Lawrence.
All those great schools. Isn't the University of Chicago in that league? Well, they used to be. They're in the Illinois League. That a couple of Midwest Conference teams.
If they haven't been in the league in a long time.
Yeah. I will throw out the backyard brawl. I wrote this down between Pitt and West Virginia. That one was always a lot of fun. It was a very intense rivalry. In fact, the last one cost West Virginia a chance at the national championship as Pitt beat West Virginia and upset them. As long as you're talking about that, how about Penn State and Pitt? And 1900 on the text line, just putting that out there, Pitt and Penn State in football. There were some great games between those two schools when Penn State was before Penn State joined the Big Ten and before Pitt joined, well, the Big East and then the ACC.
I'd say that was one of the biggies.
I would agree.
I didn't compare to Ohio State, Michigan, USC, UCLA, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and that sort of thing, but it was usually a pretty good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
87-53 misses the Mount Mercy Co. men's basketball games. They don't play anymore?
That must be a very recent development because they used to play. They used to play Mount Mercy and Co. Now, it could be a situation with you know, maybe the rules have changed as far as D3 versus NAIA. Mm-hmm. Something could have changed as far as that is concerned, but I would have to check the schedules from a year ago to see if that goes. And we go back to the Big Four. Women's basketball is still played. Iowa plays Drake and UNI. Iowa State plays UNI and Drake. And they play them on a home-and-home basis. And they are good, fun games, too. Because Drake and UNI in women's basketball have very good teams, much like they do in men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they've pulled off wins against Iowa and Iowa State over the years. Might be harder this year with both Iowa and Iowa State expected to be in the top 10s in the preseason polls out there. 319-366-1600, talking about college rivalries that have gone by the wayside over the years and maybe even into the future, because who knows what's going to happen if Stanford leaves the Pac-12, like we talked about this last Friday. Could the game go away between Cal and Stanford? We'll see. That you never say never. You never say never. Here we go. 0945. Back in the day, you and I in Iowa baseball. How about Iowa and Iowa State baseball? Huh? You and I in Iowa State baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take it a big step further right there with you and I in Iowa State no longer having baseball programs out there. Let's go to the phones. Mark, bring in one of our favorite individuals. And it's raining today, so he's not on the golf course. And that is Bob Landis. Hi, Bob.
That's right. I'm not.
You miss Dyersville Beckman, huh, Bob?
Well, I was just going to say, you'd mention a little bit, but actually a great rivalry for many years was Grinnell and Cole and Grinnell and Cornell and the mixture there. Because I went to Grinnell, and those were three schools that didn't like each other, and the rivalries were really good.
Yeah, and plus the fact you got to see the Grinnell brand of basketball.
Not then.
Not then, but no, and then it developed into it.
Interestingly, that came that started my second year at Cole, coaching Cole. That's when he started doing that, and he was a good friend. We managed to beat him at Cole. We held the ball for about 30 seconds for a game, and then went shooting near the end and played pretty good defense, and we ended up winning. Then we went down to Grinnell about a week later. And they got off to an early start, and one of their guys, I think, had almost 50, and I had a kid get 54 from Cole, because all they do is just let you go down and shoot layups, and then they'd shoot threes. But, but you know, Cole moved to the conference when I was coaching at Cole. We were still virtually the old Midwest Conference, but then not too long after that, they got into the Iowa, and they got a different name for their conference now. I'm not sure. But anyway, those were good rivalries.
Hey, Bob, when you were at Mount Vernon and Linmar, what was the one matchup that you couldn't wait for? Biggest rivalries.
Rivalries? I think when I was at Linmar, Washington.
Okay.
Don and I are close. We're good buddies, and I thought that was a good rivalry. And Kennedy, those two schools were big rivalries when I was at Linmar. When I was at Mount Vernon, it was Solon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in fact, the year we won a state, which is you guys probably know, 50 years ago this next year, we're having quite a reunion down at Mount Vernon. But Solon finished third when we were undefeated.
How about that? Pretty good basketball on Highway 1 back in the early 70s right there, and still good basketball. Hey, Bob, appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
Okay, buddies. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bob Landis joining us here. And 98-43 before we get to a final break here in Ohio State-USC Rose Bowl. Even though it will now be a regular season game, it will not be the same. Same thing with, you know, all of the Pac-10, 8, 12, Big Ten games in the Rose Bowl.
True enough.
Because I'm not sure we're going to see that anymore. All right, quick break, come back, and wrap things up on the Gym Class after this here in KGYM.
Discovering the perfect paint for your home has never been easier with Zinsser Smart Coat from Menards. Plan smart with interactive tools at smartcoat.com. Buy smart in-store or online. And paint smart with this advanced paint and primer in one. Right now, get a gallon of interior flat paint for only $26.68 after 11% off. Good through July 10th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Gym Class. Alex and Todd coming your way next. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM. We've got baseball. Yankees, it's a Yankee Red Sox weekend, Mark. Saturday and Sunday from ESPN. But hey, it's a heck of a rivalry, talking about rivalries. Plus, they are both relevant right now, first and second, in the American League East. So Red Sox, Yankees. And that includes Sunday Night Baseball coming up for you at 5 o'clock on Sunday right here on KGYM. Coming up next week, Monday, we'll take a look at the weekend in sports. And then Tuesday, Rob Gray will join us. We're going to talk Iowa State with Rob and talk about what's next. Who knows? Big 12 might have more members by the time we talk to Rob on Tuesday. We'll see. We'll talk about that and look ahead to talk about recruiting and the fall in football with Rob coming up next week. Scottish Open scores very high. When Justin Thomas is hitting a 3-iron 170 yards into a 30-mile-per-hour wind, you know the conditions are tough. They're getting ready for the Open Championship next week.
They are indeed. Cameron Tringali still with the lead, a 3-shot lead right now. But listen to some of these players who are not going to make the cut. World number one, Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Will Zalatoris, Victor Hovland, and Hideki Matsuyama all will not play the weekend.
And Justin Thomas shot 7 over, I think it's a par 70 course, so 77 today. Big difference when the wind blows across the pond. So, yeah, we'll take a look at that and all other things in the world of sports, including baseball, when we reconvene on Monday. And hope everyone has a great weekend out there, and stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, that'll come your way next right here on KGYM. And we'll also have Caddy Smack coming up next week. We'll talk to you on Monday. See you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about...